Let's pray in silence. Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus, we commence our afternoon first class. Let's sing hymn 226. 226. Before the class, let's kneel down and pray. And we ask God to guide and help us. No matter in what situation, we always, from our bottom heart, we can tell God, Thy will be done. Let's kneel down and pray. For worldly life, we are learning how to become independent. So for this reason, we go to school. Not only just pursue the high school graduate from high school, our goal is graduate from the university. Even we have a goal for further study. We want to have a master degree, PhD degree. Or we have the other kinds of goal. We want to learn some special skills to survive ourselves. So in the future, yes, we should become independent. Because we know our parents, it's not possible. They are going to support us for our whole life. Nowadays, I think more than 60-80%, we still rely on our parents. But one day, it might be opposite. Our parents depends on us. Not necessarily material issue, but the mental issue, spirit issue. But on the other hand, for the spiritual aspect, we are learning to depend on God more. We are learning dependence of God. It seems totally opposite. One hand, we learn how to become independent. On the other hand, we are learning how to become more dependent. Yes, this is totally different. In spiritual aspect, we should become 100% depends on God. Because in reality, yes, we are so limited. So in spiritual aspect, we should learn how to depend on God more and more. Let's turn to James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 13. James chapter 4, verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. For the worldly life, yes, we should become independent. Just like here, this person, He has his own plan, very substantial plan, tomorrow today or tomorrow. I have a certain goal. I want to go a certain city. And before I go to that city, I have met many research. What kinds of business I can run there? And I have planned, according to my plan, I will stay there 1 year, and for sure, I will get the benefit. Have the independence mind, independence action. This person was not to go there just for sightseeing. Go there for marketing research. No. Before he went there, he has done many research. So when he went there, for sure, I will get the benefit. In the worldly life, we should become this kind of person. But unfortunately, we are easy to apply our worldly life, worldly way in our spiritual life. Verse 14. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For Christian, yes, we need to learn how to independence for our daily life. But in our life, always, we need to invite God to join. We are not our own master. Lord Jesus Christ is our master. By God's mercy, we can do this, we can do that. We need to rely on God. Don't take away God from your life. But when we become independent in our daily life, we are easy to also take away God's position in our life. This is our problems. So a few members, after they grow up, after they become independent, they also departed from the church, departed from Lord Jesus Christ, because they thought, now I become independent. Independence for every aspect. No, that's wrong. For the spiritual issue, for our faith. No, we should become dependent on God more. Let's turn to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, verse 16. Romans chapter 9, verse 16. 16, so then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. We need God's mercy. The more you grow up, the more you will realize. It's not necessary. You put your effort 优秀 gain something, 优秀 become successful, it's not necessary.We need God's blessing. We need God's mercy. But it's not because we need God's mercy, so we don't need put our effort. No, this two issues. We need to do our duty. And God will do his duty. Two wins. We cannot say, I have God, so I don't need to put my effort. I just sit there and wait God bless me. No. We need to put our effort. But don't forget, God control everything. James chapter 4.Verse 2. James chapter 4, verse 14. James tried to remind us what is our life. What is our life? Our life is very fragile. Our life is short.Our life, in some aspects, is vanity. This is our true life. So we should continue learning how to depend on God. For your daily life, yes, we are learning how to become independent. But on the other side,We are learning how to depend on God more. Remember this principle. And then our life will perfect. From human side, yes, I become mature. I become independent. I can build up my own family. I can run my own business. But on the other hand, I still a Christian. I still belong to God.I still depend on God. Not only depends on God, I depend on God more. And then that is perfect. We will enjoy the beautiful life, the wonderful life, because there is balance. When we on orderly, when we become independent, and we try to also independence concerning God,I tell you, your life will easy to become miserable because there is unbalance. We should not lack this side, God, God's mercy, God's grace, God's help, God's power, God's strength, God's wisdom.James chapter 4, verse 14, verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we should live and do this or that. This is the correct concept. We always say, if the GodWills. God, under your wills, under your love, under the way you provide for me, you allow me have free will to choose I want to do this or I want to do that. God make us so noble and so precious.God always give us the free will, the freedom. But there is one requirement. We always respect God. And then we can enjoy the true freedom. Because we are not creator. We are created by God. We cannot argue with God. There are many things. God already put the boundary. Within the boundary, any living being can enjoy their life. For example, fish. The fish should stay in the water. So fish can survive. Fish can enjoy the freedom. One day the fish say, "I want to have more freedom." So the fish, suppose he can jump out from the ocean, jump out from the river, and jump out to the land. We know the fish will die quickly. Because God gave them the boundary. In the water, it's not on the land. Right? So in the same token, we have boundary. In God's boundary, we are free. We are not robot. Put the program. And no matter what, you should, according to the program, to function. No. We are human. We are so precious. We have free will. But don't forget, within the boundary, God is our center of life. If we respect God, and that is right, we can enjoy our life, enjoy our freedom totally. So God has a holy purpose for everyone of us. So we need to trust God, 100% trust God totally. Let's turn to Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18, verse 21. But took leave of them, saying, "I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem. But I will return again to you, God willing." And he sailed from Ephesus. When we say we respect God, when we say we do everything according to God's will, when we say we trust God totally, it's not necessary. We don't need to make any plan. God give us the knowledge. God give us the experiences. God give us so many references, resources. So we need to make plan. But we respect, we accept God's interrupt. For example, here, Paul had his own plan, but he said, "God willing." If this is God's will, I will fulfill my plan. If God want me change my plan, yes, I respect God. I want to change my plan. So this is the mentality. we should have. God is so wonderful. God's way is the best way. God loves us so much. So God is willingly to adjust our own plan so we can get true benefit. But God also don't want to force us. He will help us, but he don't want to force us. So for us, we need to learn how to depend on God more. So it means we always humble ourselves, walk with God. Humble ourselves, walk with God. When we pray, not only do we physically kneel down and pray, our heart also need kneel down and pray. And for sure, we will know God's will. We will know how to compare our own plan, our own desire with God's teachings and God's will. And we can make a judgment and we can get the best balance. The life needs a balance. The balance is perfect. How could we balance? Because God, Lord Jesus, is our center. No matter what we are going to pray, no matter what we are going to do, we always invite Lord Jesus to join. We always think about the teachings of God. We always willingly to discuss with our parents, with brothers and sisters. They have higher spirituality than us. We are willingly to take good advice. For sure, we were easy to have a successful life. Let's turn that back to James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 16. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. We say, don't do evil thing. We might say, yes, I did not do evil things. I did not do this, I did not do that. But here, one point, we should pay attention. Here say, you boast in your arrogance. It means, because in many aspects, I have become independent. So now, I don't need God. Because I have become independence. In reality, before we become independence, we already try to avoid parents' control. Some use. After graduating from the high school, what is their goal? If I can go to a place far, far away from home, that's my goal. No matter what kinds of school I like or not, only one condition, the school far, far away from my home. But reality, you still cannot survive yourself. You still need parents support you this, that. But you just want to enjoy independence. That is not true independence. the same token, we try to live kind of control of God. Pray. Bible reading. I'm tiresome. Here say, now you boast in your arrogance. It's not as necessary we do something so-called evil things. But the mentality is already very evil. Here, James emphasized this. And this is human's intention. We are easy to have this kind of intention. 17. James chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. When we know what is good, but we do not do it, that is sin. In this, from verse 13 to 17, what is good? Respect to God. Do according to God's will. Invite Lord Jesus, join our every activities. That this is good. So when we know this good, but we do not do it, that is sin. So remember, all of us are learning how to depend on God more, including me. I cannot say I have been a full-time minister almost 20 years. So now, I can do many things. So I don't need to depend on God. Of course, I will not speak out. But in my mind, tomorrow, Saturday, I need to deliver a sermon. That is a small issue. I have delivered a sermon on Sabbath for 20 years. This kind of mentality. No. Every time, just like the first time, I need to pray to God. I need to ask God, inspire me. I need to prepare. I need to depend on God. It's not depends on my experiences. When we're doing the orderly job, yes, I have did this for 20 years. I even can close my eyes and do it very well. Yes, that is the orderly task. But we are doing God's work. It's totally different. James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 1. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. It's not necessary. All the rich person will become miseries. It's not necessary the Christian should not become rich. The same principle. What's our mentality? What's our motivation? Do we have Lord Jesus is our center of life? This is still the key. But when we were rich, we might easily neglect Lord Jesus Christ. This is the issue. Because I have something. When I have something, should I depend on you? No. Because I have something, this is human mentality. So for this reason, some people might lose their friends. Some people might disappear from your life. Why? When they need your help, you are his or her very, very good friends. But one day, this person become independent. He no longer need your help. And he might say, bye-bye. I don't need you. This human's nature. But don't say, God, bye-bye, I don't need you. Your life will become miserable. So I hope one day all of you become rich person. But you still have Lord Jesus, your center. Verse 2. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth eaten. 3. Your gold and your silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you, and will eat your flesh like a fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. Verse 4. Indeed, the wages of the labor who mowed your field, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Here describe the negative side of the rich person. We can be a rich person, but we don't have this negative side. When God bless us, we should know how to use our money. Many rich person, they ignorant of the responsibility of their wealth. This is the problem. When people become rich, they forget the purpose of their life. So sometimes the possession will bring downfall on the processor in the last day. Verse 5. You have lived on the earth in pleasure, luxury. You have frightened your heart as in the day of slaughters. The rich person always have their own life. They don't care others' life. As long as I can enjoy my wealthy, that's good enough. This is the problem. We are Christian. We have responsibility to our surrounding. Not only do we preach the gospel to our surrounding, if God bless us, we possess some treasure, we have money, we have ability. For material issue, yes, we also have the responsibility for our surrounding. We could not just enjoy ourselves for our material issue. And usually, money and the power, they are connected together. Money equal authority. Money equal certain kinds of power. How do you use your authority? How do you use your power? This is also the issue. The power is not let you get more. The power is let you help more. But it's very strange. When you do not have many, you are very generous. When you have much, well, it's not easy. Only take away $1, $2. No way. That's true. Once a person bear the testimony, he is a very successful businessman. He has millions and millions of dollars. And he bear the testimony. He say, when I was young, I just graduated from the university. I got my first paycheck. I saw exciting. I came to church. I will give my thanksgiving to God. God, you help me. I could graduate from the university, and you help me to find a currently job. I saw, thank you. That night, a pastor delivered a sermon. This is a missionary pastor, go around to preach the gospel. So the pastor say he went to the pioneer area to preach the gospel, to save the soul. And the pastor finally have a request. Besides you support our missionary, support us by your prayer. But in reality, when we do the missionary work, we also need your financial support. So touch, because this is the evangelism pastor. Indeed, he went many places, preached the gospel for Lord Jesus, so his sermon can touch people. So this businessman bear the testimony, say, at that moment, I was one of the congregation. I'm young. I was so touched. You know what? I offer my paycheck. The first paycheck, I donate. For this reason, God bless me. See, now my business so successful. After his testimony, one lady stood up. Such brother, could you make that kind of offering now, again? Is it possible? This rich businessman do the same like when he was young, donate 100%. No way. Now he is the millions and millions people. Donate one paycheck. That paycheck is all he has. Very easy. Donate. But now, he has millions and millions of dollars. So, rich is good. But rich, it might become trials or temptation. But don't be afraid to become a rich person as long as you are willingly to do God's will. You are willingly have Jesus for your center of life. Yes, you can be rich person and you can enjoy your rich. But because you do according to God's teaching and God's will. James chapter 5, verse 7 to 12. Faith endures awaiting Christ's return. From about almost 2,000 years ago, the Bible has recorded the second coming of Lord Jesus. 2,000 years has passed by. Now, in 21st century, we are now in 21st century. From the Bible perspective, now is near. Now is near. Because according to the book of Revelation, more and more prophecies has fulfilled already. The later rain, the second pour down of the Holy Spirit has fulfilled. The Church of God has built by the Holy Spirit. The original church has restored. That is true Jesus Church. All of this, the very living sign for us. But we still need faith, endures, waiting Christ's return. According to Jesus' prophecies, our day will be like day of Noah. The people, the people in this world will become worse and worse in many aspects. So many people's life might become more liberty, more enjoy in the sinful life. But we need the patience, endure the trials, overcome the temptations, fight the spiritual battle, because we believe the second coming of Lord Jesus is at hand. But we need endures, waiting his coming. Chapter 5, from verse 13 to 18. Faith prays for the afflicted. Because our day might not like the worldly person. The worldly person's life is farther and farther from God. So they enjoy the happiness in sin. But we need to resist the sin, resist the devil. We need to fight the spiritual battle. So here use the words afflicted, suffering, tribulations, persecutions. How could we survive? Pray. Pray in faith. Pray for each other. This morning I have mentioned chapter 5 verse 13. Chapter 5 verse 14 and 15. 14, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. 15, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sin, he will be forgotten. 14, 15, sick, and the sin, put together. Physical illness. We have advanced medicine, medical technicians. But the spiritual illness, sin, we need to pray. Pray to each other. Admit our wrongdoing, confess our weakness, and humble ourselves. Not only do we pray ourselves, also ask us, beloved brother and sister, pray for us. So here say, he will be forgiven. We need to be healed. We need to be forgiven. 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We need to become a righteous person so we can pray for others. The more righteous person we have, the more healing we will have. Not only the physical healing. The more important is spiritual healing. In this society, in this generation, we are easy to commit the spiritual illness. The only way can heal our spiritual illness, forgiveness. How could we be forgiven? Not only just we pray ourselves, we need help each other. Before we can help each other, we need to confess our sin, our wrongdoing. So sometimes you come to your IE teacher, you come to your parents, you come to deacons, you come to pastors, or the brothers and sisters. You can trust. Let them know your weakness. Let them know your problem. Let them know your wrongdoing. And then pray together. We will get healed. Because this is the promise of God. I hope most of us are the spiritual physician. Now, there are some physical physicians among the brothers and sisters. But more urgent spiritual physician. We need to make a resolution. Even I might not able to apply medical school, but I want to become a spiritual physician. You don't need to go to the medical school. As long as you become a righteous person, you can be a spiritual physician. You can bring the benefit, the healing for many people. Let's pray in silence.